Tonight.
Fun, and that's We Are Young, and this is Chester's D Radio, and it's Thursday morning, and Tony Chester is back. That's another week flown by.
Yeah, I've made it here, and society hasn't collapsed yet, so that's a positive for us all, isn't it?
We're still going.
Yep.
And D House is still causing arguments in this city.
Well, as we know, one of the most controversial topics in Chester ever. So we could talk for hours about this one.
Well, we could. I mean, I think, personally, I know I'm in the minority, but I think with a lick of paint, that building could look pretty smart.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I
obviously more than a lick of paint, but it's got something about
it. I'm not going to express a personal view. This has been very aggressively debated, let's put it that way. In the last 2 or 3 years, there's been loads of debates about this. And, you know, some people love it, some people hate it. I think it's, it could be a nice building. Currently, it's not. It looks like, you know, a Hammer House of Horror.
It does. I mean, at the moment, we've got the worst of two worlds, haven't we? We've got, you know, we've got a Grade 2 listed building that's falling down and possible Roman treasures underneath. So we're not making the most of either.
Well, it is a mess. And we were told last year that it could, if nothing's done, it could well just collapse in 5 years. And, you know, it is a listed building, but I don't think we are not making the most of it. And I can certainly understand people who want to demolish it, because in its current form, it's not nice.
No.
So and it's a bit embarrassing, personally, see the amphitheatre and that thing on top of it.
The options for demolishing it aren't really there, though, because it's Grade 2 listed. You have to go through many hoops.
It would not be easy to demolish it.
I wonder if this is someone's plan, actually. just leave it for so long it just falls down on its own, and then it's job done for those that want it gone.
Yeah, but then what would you do? I mean, this is why, which what we're here to talk about today.
A row about whether to dig up the Roman bits underneath or not.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I know there's a presentation happening tonight, so we'll get into the details of that in just a moment. Let's play Alison Limerick first, Where Love Lives, on Chester's D Radio. Tony Chester's here. We're talking D House. It's controversial. Love Lives, Alison Limerick, Chester's D Radio. Tony Chester is here. We're talking about D House, and there's a presentation tonight about its possible future, Tony.
So at Story House, we've got a report from the working group that was set up to look into the future of D House. And at Story House, 6 till 8 tonight, you can turn up, I think, for any... There is a talk at the beginning, but you can turn up at any time between 6 and 8, I think, just to hear what's being said. There is an event next week on the 12th as well at the Town Hall, 1 till 5, if you want to hear or see the recommendations. So this is a group of experts, interesting parties, archaeologists, etc., who have come together to hear expert evidence and then to issue a report to the council to decide what the council should do.
Well, as I understand it, they've got some recommendations, haven't they, the steering group?
We're going to hear what they've got to say, and then... You know, unfortunately, Gavin, we can all let our emotions get away with ourselves, but if we haven't got the money to do what they're recommending, what do we do then?
Well, I suppose this is where possible investment from the private sector might come in.
You'd hope so, yeah. I mean...
It was mooted before.
I know I said I wouldn't give an opinion, but I'm going to have to. What I would love to see in there is a Roman or other-themed Chester History Museum, an attraction like the Jorvik Viking Centre, which I know people have long, long wanted and aspired to. And in that location, I think it'd be perfect. But have we got the money to make the building safe? Again, looking at the figures, which was the reason the pub company dropped out, I believe it was 350k. That's just to make the building safe. That's before you do any work on it whatsoever. That is, you know, a huge amount of money. Does a private company want to do that? Could they do that in this climate that we're in at the minute? I don't know.
Perhaps we need a benevolent sestrian to come forward with a very big
check. Or we could crowdfund it. That's the other popular one at the minute, isn't it?
I'm not sure that goes down too well. D House, the subject of this presentation tonight at Story House, 6 o'clock. I've just noticed you do need to book online through Eventbrite to attend the presentation this evening.
The one next week at the Town Hall, I think you can just turn up.
Brilliant.
However, it does say you can view the plans or the recommendations online if you can't make these events, and I think they're keen to hear what the public have got to say.
Maybe next week, when we know what the recommendations are, we might be able to come back and talk about
that. Yeah, sure. Right.
Look forward to it. Thanks very much, Tony. Baby. Your station.